is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, developing news from Los Angeles overnight, where the Archdiocese has agreed to pay $880 million to more than 1,300 people who say they were abused by Catholic priests when they were children. That is a record settlement for the church. CBS Los Angeles, Amy Johnson.
It's on top of the previous $740 million already paid to other victims, bringing the total payout to more than $1.5 billion.
The Archdiocese says it'll fund the settlements with investments, assets, reserves, and bank loans. Just in from Washington, the Biden administration says the president has canceled another $4.5 billion in student debt for over 60,000 borrowers, Under Secretary of Education James Cavall.
We are going to notify them, and then we will be processing the loan discharges in the coming weeks. And anyone that's made more than 10 years of payments, we will refund the extra payment.
It brings the number of public service workers who've had their college loans forgiven to over a million. Former President Donald Trump talked immigration with undecided voters in a Univision town hall last night.
The African-American population and the Hispanic population in particular are losing jobs now, because millions of people are coming in.
Vice President Harris taken to task on the issue in an interview with Bret Baier on Fox.
We have a broken immigration system that needs to be repaired.
So your Homeland Security Secretary said that 85% of apprehensions.
I'm not finished.
In what could be a warning to Tehran, the Pentagon says the U.S. military has conducted airstrikes on several Houthi weapons storage facilities in Yemen, in areas controlled by the Iranian-backed militia. One Direction fans devastated by the death of Liam Payne.
How many nights did it take to count the stars?
They sang outside the hotel in Buenos Aires, where the former One Direction member died after he fell from a third-floor balcony. Sophia Estidé ran a fan page.
I followed his journey since X Factor days. I was 10 years old when it happened. And I followed his journey up to One Direction. They made music that just resonated with every age group.
Police say they were called to the hotel when they got a message about an aggressive man who could be under the effects of drugs and alcohol. If you want to pay extra for speedy service at Disney theme parks, there's a new pass for you. CBS's Clarissa Lawson.
The Lightning Lane Premier Pass will let people skip the line for dozens of popular rides and attractions without booking ahead.
Prices as high as $449. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Those looking to set up a Racine County sales tax can look to Waukesha County for inspiration. A 0.5% sales tax proposal in Waukesha County cleared a hurdle yesterday, gaining approval from the county executive and the finance committee. The tax, intended to bridge a $5 million budget gap, could potentially raise $60 million yearly. Racine County leaders are considering a similar tax, with that plan working its way through the county board. Racine and Waukesha counties are the only two statewide without a sales tax. We're working on learning more about a house fire in Racine last night. Crews were called at about 5:30 for a structure fire that started in a bedroom of a home on Hamilton Street near Geneva. The nursing program at Carthage College is set for a significant upgrade. They were recently approved for an over $1 million state grant to expand their lab facilities. The expansion comes in response to an almost 30% enrollment increase in the college's Bachelor of Science nursing program. People driving in and around Milwaukee should brace for traffic delays today. Vice President Kamala Harris is campaigning in the city with an event at UW-Milwaukee first on the agenda. She has other stops in La Crosse and Green Bay. The VP stayed overnight at the Pfister. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Bucks and the Mavericks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Dallas to take on the Mavericks in their final preseason game tonight. Chris Middleton had surgery on both his ankles in the offseason. Was he able to practice yesterday? Doc Rivers.
No, we didn't even think about it. No, he did everything else, all our skeleton stuff. He did some one-on-one yesterday live, which was really good. So he's getting there.
Not going to play tomorrow.
No, he won't play.
NFL, the Packers' new place kicker, Brandon McManus, worked out with the team, looked good in practice. The Packers host the Texans Sunday. College football, Badgers quarterback Braden Locke talked about facing another Big Ten rival this Saturday, the Northwestern Wildcats.
In this league, you really can't look ahead or look back. If we've seen many things this college football season, it's that any given Saturday, somebody can beat somebody. So we got to respect our opponent. We got to respect what they do. And you know, the best way for us to do that is by preparing really well. We've got to go out and play a good game if we want to win.
That's Wisconsin quarterback Braden Locke. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 64 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 43. Tomorrow, sunshine, 67. On Saturday, sunny with a high of 69. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
I like the good humor, man. I'd wait for him. It was another huge thing of life. As a guy, was to hear that little jingle bell and the white truck and the little white suit, and we'd stand in line behind the truck, and all the different ice creams that you could get was on the back of the truck, placed right over the exhaust pipe. You had a Dixie cup. It was the equivalent of smoking a pack of Camels. Nobody cared. These were good times.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Making real good bread. Yeah. Did you ever catch that line in there? It took me years to figure out what they were saying. I'm a real cool head making real good bread. I'm Don Rosen at 6:08. Good morning. Looking for sunshine today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. Going to be beautiful weather right through the weekend. Into next week, too, as a matter of fact. Highs today near 63. Right now, clear and 39 at Radio Park. Don't forget, tonight, you can watch the comet. I can't pronounce the name of the comet, so I'm not going to do it. It's a comet. There's only one out there tonight. It's about 45 minutes between sunset and 45 minutes after sunset. You can see it in the western sky. I missed it last night because I went out 3 hours after sunset to take a look at. But a good friend, a radio friend of mine, spots all this stuff and she posts it on Facebook. So I get, and she posts all the calendar, but the schedule of the comet when you can see it. And so tonight, it's still going to be there in the western sky. Take a look at it. October 17th, it says, a little higher in the western sky, 45 minutes after sunset. So you get to see a real comet. Too many of those coming by, huh? I can't wait to see it. 6:09, Tommy James, the Shondells, Moni Moni at WRJN.
Hey! 612 WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, and So It Begins. A student punished for using AI to write a paper. His parents are now suing the school, claiming he only used it for research, not to actually write the paper. And so it begins. Kids are going to use it. They'll use anything they can to make life easier, wouldn't you say?
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy and makes you feel happy like an old-time movie, I'll tell you about the magic and it'll free your soul. But it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. Do you believe in magic?
Spoonful, do you believe in magic? 614 at WRJN with local news and timeless hits. And this story. One of the supposed new trends we could see next year in 2025 is one-legged pants. So one of your legs is covered in a pant leg, and as usual. The other one is mostly exposed, as if you were wearing a mini skirt or short shorts. Now, the real question is, are you still paying for two legs even though you're only getting one? The answer is, oh yes, even more. This is a super expensive fashion right now. You won't be seeing these at Old Navy prices. It's also worth pointing out, there seems to be a targeted audience of mostly women as evening wear or flashy occasion wear. They aren't marketing this to the rugged jeans, blue-collar crowd just yet. But I saw pictures of it on the aisle. I don't know. I don't think this one's going to catch on. Of course, you ever see jeans with the ripped knees missing and ripped thighs? I didn't think that was going to catch on. And during the summer, everybody's wearing it. So, you know, what do I know? 6:15 at WRJN. About some entertainment news from Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, if you haven't had enough of the Monster series and the Menendez brothers on Netflix, you might be interested in what's on tap for season 3, especially since it has a Wisconsin connection. Sons of Anarchy's Charlie Hunnam will play Ed Gein. The show has just added a few season pros to surround Hunnam in Laurie Metcalf, Tom Hollander, and Olivia Williams. Metcalf will play the mother of Ed Gein, Hollander will play Alfred Hitchcock, and Olivia Williams will play Hitchcock's wife, Alma. Sounds whimsical. Dog and superhero lovers, have I got a film for you. Variety reports that Crypto the Superdog, Superman's companion, will have a role in James Gunn's upcoming Superman film. Gunn announced the newest cast member on social media. Since October is Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. In case you were wondering, yes, Crypto is also from the planet Krypton, Superman's home planet. The director says Crypto was inspired by his own dog, who reportedly is a very good boy, but a terrible actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And, of course, you can hear Pete on our sister station, WAUK, AM 540, every weeknight at 6 o'clock.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Eric Hovde owns a $3 billion California bank. That's right, he owns it. And Hovde owns a $7 million California beachfront home. No wonder Eric Hovde's proposed spending $4 trillion in new tax breaks for super-rich guys like himself. That's trillion, with a T. What's his plan to pay for all those tax giveaways? Hovde's plan would slash Medicare 25%, slash veterans 40%, slash Social Security by 28%. Eric Hovde's plan would cost Social Security beneficiaries $500 a month, $6,000 a year. It's outrageous. Eric Hovde's plan, new tax breaks for the rich and devastating cuts for the rest of us. Now we know what's wrong with Eric Hovde. He's definitely not for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Are you or a loved one facing a serious illness? Feel better, worry less with Hospice Alliance's supportive care management. It's a special kind of palliative care that helps manage symptoms to improve quality of life while providing guidance and support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Again, hospicealliance.org.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal, literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interest in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
Of ads interrupting your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things Uninterrupted at amazon.com/ad-free. Just head to amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Looking for sunshine today. Highs near 63, a clear sky tonight. Ooh, perfect for that. Comet watching just after sunset in the western sky. Lows around 45 tomorrow, sunny, 67 the high. Right now, we have a clear sky you're waking up to this morning. 39 degrees here at Radio Park with the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose.
My mama told me, she said, son, please beware.
I can't stop.
7 o'clock, we'll be talking about a free recycling event. That's right. It's not going to cost anything to recycle refrigerators, stoves, things like that. We'll talk about that a little after 7 o'clock. The big old Roy Orbison now. Dream Baby, WRJN.
Sweet dream, baby. Sweet dream, baby. Sweet dream, baby. How long must I dream? Dream, baby, got me dreaming sweet dreams the whole day through. Dream, baby, got me dreaming sweet dreams nighttime too. I love you and I'm dreaming of you. That won't do. Dream, baby, make me stop my dreaming. You can make my dreams come true.
Coca-Cola voluntarily recalled a whole lot of Minute Maid Zero Sugar Lemonade because it was actually loaded with sugar. See, I have a solution to this. They didn't have to recall it. All they did was have to take little stickers and labels and put it over the word zero, and you're good. You don't have to worry about it anymore. See? They should have hired me at Coca-Cola to figure that out.
Now I see life.
Supremes and the happening at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. That was actually the theme from a movie from 1967 starring Anthony Quinn and Faye Dunaway. Faye Dunaway was part of a bunch of drifters who kidnapped a mafia boss played by Anthony Quinn and held him for ransom. The problem was none of his mafia friends, mobster friends, or family members wanted to part with their money to get him back. I think that could have been the first movie for Faye Dunaway. I think that was her big premiere in 1967. Of course, 1 year later, she was made famous by playing Bonnie Parker in Bonnie and Clyde. But that was the theme song to that movie. Hey, listen to this. A drive-thru line cutter. This is at a drive-thru at In-N-Out Burgers. We don't have those here. But this line cutter in California got some instant karma payback. Here's what happened. The footage is going viral, by the way. He cut in front of a car, a whole line of cars, at In-N-Out Burgers, ended up paying, the guy who he cut in front of, ended up paying for all the cars behind him in line. It's not clear how many cars he paid for, but it was in the hundreds of dollars. The larger point was their random act of kindness doubled his sweet revenge, because the guy said paying for people at drive-thrus is something he does a lot. The difference this time was he and his friend made sure the line cutter knew what happened and they didn't pay for him because he cut in front of them. See? Instant payback in this world, huh? It's 6:30 on the nose. Let's check news.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Those looking to set up a Racine County sales tax can look to Waukesha County for inspiration. A 0.5% sales tax proposal in Waukesha County cleared a hurdle yesterday, gaining approval from the county executive and the finance committee. The tax, intended to bridge a $5 million budget gap, could potentially raise $60 million yearly. Racine County leaders are considering a similar tax, with that plan working its way through the county board. Racine and Waukesha counties are the only two statewide without a sales tax. We're working on learning more about a house fire in Racine last night. Crews were called at about 5:30 for a structure fire that started in a bedroom of a home on Hamilton Street near Geneva. The nursing program at Carthage College is set for a significant upgrade. They were recently approved for an over $1 million state grant to expand their lab facilities. The expansion comes in response to an almost 30% enrollment increase in the college's Bachelor of Science nursing program. People driving in and around Milwaukee should brace for traffic delays today. Vice President Kamala Harris is campaigning in the city with an event at UW-Milwaukee first on the agenda. She has other stops in La Crosse and Green Bay. The VP stayed overnight at the Pfister. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Looks like enrollment in the state's Farmland Preservation Program is higher this year. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. Why are the numbers up and by how much? Well, I've got that next.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Wednesday Coy is the Farmland Preservation Program Manager at the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. She said so far they've seen more than 2,000 acres enter the program since last year, much of the interest due to the increased incentives the state legislature passed in December 2023. She says the program's now attracting some new geographic interest.
We've also seen an increased number of folks interested in signing up for a farmland preservation agreement. We had about 30 this year come forward and put in an application, which is great because that shows that people are interested in participating in this program. And the feedback we've heard from them is that they really like that they can have a 10-year agreement versus a 15-year agreement, although we have had a couple of those landowners request to have a higher agreement length and go back to that 15 years. So that's been really good.
Wednesday Coy with the Farmland Preservation Program at the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. She says a new region they're seeing interest from is the Northwoods. She said the increase is likely because more farms are viable for the Farmland Preservation Program under recent changes.
Microbials play a critical role in the health and vitality of livestock. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, veterinarian and founder of BioVet, your leading source for high-quality microbial and nutritional products that support growth, health, and production in livestock. Listen to our Microbials Matter podcast at bio-vet.com as experts discuss health, digestion, and support for livestock. Visit bio-vet.com and click on podcast. Innovation, that's
BioVet. And October is National Firewood Awareness Month. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says firewood can harbor tree-killing pests and diseases. So they remind people, buy firewood near where you'll burn it. Buy certified firewood, look for the state or federal seal, and gather firewood on site when permitted. More on that available at MidwestFarmReport.com. That's a look at food news on a Thursday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 64 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear 43. Tomorrow, sunshine 67. On Saturday, sunny with a high of 69. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
My grandfather had a special rocking chair built that would lean forward rather than backwards so he could fake interest in any conversation. When I was little, on Christmas, he gave me a box of broken glass. Gave my brother a box of Band-Aids. Then he said, now you two share. He was an odd man. He once carved a turkey out of a chicken. His will is an IOU. He told me sometimes when you lose, you really win, like if you were playing musical electric chairs. One time I told him a dream I had, and I said, what do you think that means? And he said, it means you were sleeping.
Coming up in just a little while from now, about a half hour from now, we'll be talking about a free recycling event where you can bring all your stuff down to get recycled.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
Give back your
heart. Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other.
Babe, have mercy.
Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not leaving.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
You make it hard.
Tearing yourself away from me now, you are free, and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you, I do, that's forever, yes, that's for always. I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are,
you make it hard.
Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
Are you still listening?
Here is the lock and left of the key to your heart.
And I love you.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
You make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard.
What have you got to lose?
Stills, Nash before Young joined the group there. Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. Sunshine today with a high near 63. A clear night tonight. Lows 45. Don't forget, about 45 minutes after sunset, look in the western sky and you get to see a comet. A real life comet. Right now, 39 degrees. It's clear. The sun is rising over Lake Michigan. It's beautiful right here at Radio Park now.
I don't know.
from the Magical Mystery Tour, the Beatles. Hello, goodbye. 647 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. You know, some people really love their jobs. Others will be sitting at their desk today, visualizing the day they finally quit. And if you're in that second group, do you have your eye on something in the office you want to take with you? Well, this woman went viral for saying that when she finally left her toxic job, she stole her office chair. She just wheeled it right out when she left, jammed it into her car, and nobody said anything about it. Now, she didn't actually get away with it. She got an email the next week telling her that she needed to bring the chair back. So she did. She called the experience really embarrassing. Some people will take some white out. They'll take a stapler, maybe a pair of scissors, some pens. This woman took a chair out of the office. 648 WRJN.
Our record energy costs, putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities, putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Don't forget, we have plenty of sunshine for you today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. It's going to be beautiful weather. Right now, it's clear and 39 degrees here at Radio Park. CCR, have you ever seen the rain?
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over,
who Gen Zers are? All right, Gen Zers are people about 12 to 27 years old. They have brought a parent with them for a job interview in this past year. Most waited outside and didn't actually go into the room, but 26% said their parents did physically sit in on the interview. And get this, 7% said their parents even answered the questions for them from the interviewer. I would assume that most of the interviewers just hire the parents instead of the kid, right? Yeah. 654 WRJN with the Monkees.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. Meant for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. And that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm a believer.
657 at WRJN Local News. Timeless Hits coming up. We're going to tell you how you can recycle a whole bunch of your stuff for free. All right, we like that word. But right out here, the Vogues.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now. Be some tears through the common years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile, 'cause you're the one that I long to get.
659 WRJN, local news, timeless hits. You know, I always say they'll never run out of Christmas movie ideas at Lifetime Network. Lifetime's holiday lineup includes a movie inspired by Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. It's called Christmas in the Spotlight. It premieres November 23rd, follows the love story between a pop star and a professional football player. Wonder who they're talking about. They don't use their names in the movie. So we just have to kind of imagine, could this really, really happen? 7 o'clock.